Michelle Rowland's lunch with gambling lobbyists stirs controversy. In recent Australian politics, there has been a growing call for stricter regulations on political lobbyists, particularly following a report that Michelle Rowland, the communications minister, was treated to a birthday lunch by gambling lobbyists. This incident has fueled debates on the influence of lobbyists in politics and the need for more transparency. Australian MP advocates for lobbying reform and transparency. The report emerged from the Australian Financial Review, stating that Rowland, whose ministerial responsibilities include oversight of gambling and laws, was hosted by Responsible Wagering Australia at Society Restaurant in Melbourne. Responsible Wagering Australia represents major betting companies like Sportsbet, Ladbrokes, and Bet365. This event, described as a policy briefing, raises questions about the potential conflict of interest and the influence of lobbyists on political decisions. In response to this situation, Monique Ryan, a Teal MP and a member for Kooyang, has taken a firm stance by introducing a private member's bill. The bill aims to clean up politics by enforcing stricter rules on lobbying activities and increasing transparency. One of the key proposals is to make ministers' diaries public, which would allow for greater scrutiny of their interactions with lobbyists and other interest groups. Ryan's initiative stems from the belief that the current rules governing lobbying are insufficient. She argues that meetings with lobbyists should be conducted in formal settings, like a minister's office, rather than through social engagements that could be construed as attempts to curry favor. Her bill, if passed, would prohibit such practices and require earlier public disclosure of such meetings. Scrutiny of Australian ministers' ties with gambling lobby. The situation has also drawn criticism from the Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, who accused the federal government of being slow to implement gambling reforms. Hanson-Young emphasized the role of the communications minister in regulating the gambling industry and suggested that Rowland's lunch meeting with gambling lobbyists was inappropriate given her regulatory responsibilities. This incident comes in the backdrop of a parliamentary inquiry into gambling advertising. The inquiry, which concluded in June, recommended a comprehensive ban on online gambling advertisements, including during and around sports broadcasts. This recommendation highlights the growing concerns about the influence of the gambling industry in Australia. The debate over Rowland's lunch with gambling lobbyists reflects wider concerns about the transparency and integrity of political processes in Australia. It underscores the need for clearer rules and more rigorous enforcement to ensure that public officials remain accountable and that their decisions are not unduly influenced by private interests. The proposed reforms, if implemented, could represent a significant step towards achieving these objectives and restoring public trust in the political system.